On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
What up, everybody? JP Finley here with another episode of Redskins Talk the Podcast. I am joined by my main dude, Rich Taylor. Taylor, what's up, man?
Doing great.
Doing great.
Yep.
All right. Let's not mess around. Let's get right down to business today.
Okay.
Who is going to be the Redskins' defensive coordinator?
Next question.
No, you can't. There's no pass, dude. Pass is not an option.
It is. It's just cloudier and cloudier all the time. I mean, I've heard of some names that, you know, haven't even really popped up as interviews yet, such as John Pagano, Chargers defensive coordinator.
Is that Chuck's brother?
It is Chuck's brother.
Is it?
Yes, and they're keeping him, they're holding him hostage in San Diego right now because they fired the head coach. They're trying to bring in Gus Bradley.
Right.
Who I still think could end up with a job maybe.
I still think it's going to be Gus. And I think some of the Rob Ryan, Jason Tarver stuff, you know, we always talk about players negotiating. These coaches have agents too. And I think on some level, Gus was just a head coach, was getting paid a pretty hefty sum, and doesn't want to go down too much in how much money he's making. So I think there's just some negotiations going on. Because if Anthony Lynn was so headstrong about Gus, like we kind of were told at first,
right,
wouldn't that be a done deal?
What's the delay? What's
right.
The hold
on? I think the delay somewhere is money.
That usually is. That's where, if you're wondering about something, that's usually a good place.
The answer to everything is always money.
And that also could be why, not money necessarily, but agents, you know, talking to Rob Ryan, getting his name out there, could well have been a favor to his agent. Now,
sure.
I don't know who that agent is. I could be, you know, he could share an agent with somebody,
right,
Gruden or somebody,
right,
on staff. I don't know. But, you know, it's also, and just to, you know, to get that out of the way, there's something I'm going to have my need to know on Wednesday morning. Okay, you know, Rob Ryan.
A little need to know tease here.
Yes. Rob Ryan has been a defensive coordinator in the NFL for 12 straight seasons. Somehow he survived and managed to do that. I guess minus that half season or so after the Saints fired him. But, you know, there aren't too many guys out there who can say that. And if you can't sit down, you should be able to learn a few things by sitting down with that guy for a few hours.
Sure. I don't think the Ryan interview was panned probably more than it should have been by Redskins
more
fans.
More than it should have been? How about to the point of absolute ridiculousness?
Wow, you getting heated?
Yes. It was stupid.
What was stupid? People's reaction to it?
The reaction to it. Yes, it's an interview, folks. It's like bringing in a player. You know, like, I remember if this was
he wasn't even the DC on his brother's staff.
Okay, well, his brother's really the DC.
But they had another defensive coordinator, and it wasn't anybody named Ryan.
Right. But
I also think I saw somebody say this on Twitter. I think Twitter, and I think it has some merit that his looks and persona don't do him any favors, Rob. The long, bushy hair and everything else.
12 years in a row. But
those teams were largely awful. And I think...
But somehow he kept on getting a new contract. Somehow he didn't get fired. Somehow when he did get fired, somebody else brought him in.
But like...
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying...
Some of that is the recycled coach nature of the NFL, especially when your father is arguably the greatest defensive mind the game's seen.
Okay, well, that's fine. But still, there must be something going on there is all I can say. And again, I don't want them to hire him. I don't think they should hire him. Now, if they hire him and people go nuts, I mean, I'll certainly... pan the decision, but if you can't learn, you know, you can learn something bringing that guy in to Redskins Park for a few hours, get his name out there. I'm sure his agent's happy. If an agent has a player the Redskins want to negotiate with as a free agent down the road, you know, I mean, there's a lot of that goes on.
I'm cool. Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I think it's Twitter, man. People are overly critical all the time, and that's kind of what it is. I'm going to set the scene for our listeners just in case they can hear this awful construction going on in the background. I don't know if you can hear that.
Yeah, what is it?
I mean, construction, I guess. So, Taylor and I are at the hub here. We're in the CSN studios at the office in Bethesda. And, like, everywhere in D.C., there's construction going on everywhere. And it's happening, like, right outside of the window of the office we're sitting in. So, if you can hear that, that just adds to the fun here. All right, Medusky. What do you got on Medusky?
Minuski, I think, is he supposed to talk when? Today.
Yeah, I think today.
Today's Tuesday. In case you're getting this late. So that should be announced. But, you know, I think Minuski would be a perfectly fine start. You know, what a perfectly fine hire. What you have to look at and what people don't look at, you know, I've gone through Minuski, gone through some other guys. Look at who they had playing for him. I mean, Jason... Tarver.
Yeah.
I mean, he was 3 years at Oakland. Results weren't good. Players, Rod Woodson was like, a 37-year-old Rod Woodson was
Charles
easily...
Woodson.
Charles Woodson. Oh, that's right, the wrong Woodson.
Thank Rod you. Woodson's like 50 now.
Right. Yeah, he would have been real old.
Yeah.
The 37-year-old Woodson was like the best player on his defense. You can't do it without talent, folks.
Joe Barry.
You can't do it without talent.
I don't know that we ever got a fair evaluation on Joe Barry.
No.
And I wrote the thing you and I have talked about, just the lack of spending defensively. They have got to spend some money. Got to. I think your first round pick is going to be D-line. I think you need to bring in another D-lineman.
I would stop with that.
What's that?
Best available player.
I saw you.
If you go, I'm just saying.
Who was the running back you liked?
And it also depends. Okay.
Taylor is heated on a Tuesday, folks.
Cook from FSU.
Yeah, that kid's good. Dalvin Cook?
Yeah, Dalvin Cook.
Where does Fournette go?
He goes early, I think. He probably goes top 10, maybe top 5.
My dream scenario for the Skins would be Malik Hooker, but I had one agent tell me there is absolutely no chance he falls to 7.
And Malik McDowell.
Yeah,
my article this morning.
I think McDowell or Warmly are your Redskins 2017 first round pick.
But I mean, there's two things. One, it depends on who you sign in free agency, which we haven't gone through yet. You know, it's like I said, they've got money to spend, and they've got to.
Right.
You know, if they spend, I'm not saying if they spend $25 million franchise tagging Kirk Cousins that they have to spend $25 million on defense, but you know, they got to put some of it into defense.
Yeah, big time.
Put a lot of it into defense.
I think Mike Pett. So I think Gus Bradley is still the number one target. I honestly kind of think Gus Bradley still gets this job. Two, I think, is Pettin. Three, Minuski kind of, we're just going to keep riding this ship.
Yeah, I think...
Give me your 1, 2, 3.
Bradley, I'm going to put down a 3, I think, because they said that if he could go... You know, second choice supposedly was the 49ers. No, excuse me, was the... it was the 49ers.
Right.
If Tom Cable got the job there. Now, if Kyle Shanahan...
How is
plays,
Tom Cable getting
wait?
That job?
I don't know. He's been...
You need to move on Kyle, man. You need to move on
Kyle. Well, you can't.
I know, but wait for him, then. What I don't understand about I feel like just some owners get so antsy. This isn't college football. You're not recruiting anybody. You can't do anything until it's all done anyway. Now, maybe you can start watching tape. Watch the tape now, you know? I mean, you can do evaluations.
Yeah. And they will wait to hire coordinators
right.
and assistant coaches and everything. So, They'll,
you know, the Niners are a mess when McDaniels is like, nah, I'm just going to stay here in Boston. I mean, that really speaks to the dysfunction in that franchise.
That's going to be interesting. Just side with McDaniels. You know, is he going to leave before Tom Brady leaves and retires? Because if he leaves after, he's taking a huge, huge, huge risk.
I think
if they go downhill, people are going to say, who?
Right.
They're not going to return his phone calls.
Well, do you think Brady will do, like, the retirement tour? Like, announce?
No.
I don't think he would either. No. But if I'm McDaniels, man, and Brady goes, I get the next gig, the next good gig, I guess.
Well, if he can get it. That's the thing. My philosophy is you got to grab those jobs while you can.
It's only for
your first one.
Well, it's his second. He was a coach in Denver.
Especially if you stunk at the first one.
Didn't they make the playoffs, though?
Yeah, they started like 8-0, I think, and then collapsed like a freaking house.
Who was
the
coach when Tebow beat the Steelers? Wasn't that McDaniels?
That was Foxy.
Fox. Yeah. Oh, all right.
That was Fox.
All right. We're all over the place.
Right.
You didn't give me a 1-2-3 on the first
Right, okay. I'll go Petten, Minuski, Bradley. And
okay.
Then, you know what? I might go the field, Bradley.
Wow. All right. So we are on different paths with DC.
Yeah. I'd like you to be right. I think Gus is probably the best choice. But it just seems to me like he's West Coast bound. One way or another.
West Coast, it's been a very rainy January. It hasn't been particularly cold, but very rainy. West Coast sounds tremendous right now.
Yes.
Like, if I could get relocated to LA, I might consider it.
That's true.
Just sunshine and warm weather. Gosh. All right. Other side of the ball. Offensive coordinator. Here's my only thing with Kavanaugh. Why isn't it done yet?
They might have to interview a minority candidate.
That's true.
And
So the Rooney Rule is in place for head coaches, but it's like a guideline for coordinators?
Yeah, if there's no penalties for non-compliance.
Okay. But it's a good, you should follow that rule anyway.
Yes.
It's a good way to broaden the horizons of who is a possible coordinator.
Right.
I don't know. It just seems odd that side of the ball has moved so slow. But the flip side is, I don't think they expected Sean to get the head job.
Yeah.
The way I felt about McVay getting that job, I'm not surprised by it. Because I 1,000% believe he could walk into a room and impress the ownership GM in that room and get hired. He's just that kind of person.
Right.
But I just think as a team, they weren't expecting Sean to go this year.
Yeah, I agree. I think a week ago today, again, this being Tuesday, I don't think that they really thought he was going to go.
Right. When did he get hired? Thursday?
Thursday.
That seems like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So much for the offseason, huh?
Right.
all right, who's going to get the job? I almost said gob.
I got to say, I think it'll be Kavanaugh. I kind of think, this is just my speculation, I think Callahan might be able to have it if he wants it, but I think he likes doing what he's doing. I'm sure he's making as much as a lot of coordinators around the league are.
He seems to love it.
He stays after practice every day
working those guys.
Yeah.
You know, and whether it's him or whether it's Trent's leadership, and yes, people that are going to yell at me, I'm saying Trent Williams is a leader. That the O-line is really close. They do those weekly dinners at Trent's house.
Yep.
I mean, it's a good group, and it's a largely young group that can all kind of develop together between Morgan, Sheriff, Long. We'll see what happens at left guard. You know, I mean, what if Ari is able to step up? And I don't know that he's the guy, but
He was better against the Eagles than he was earlier in the year. Now, that might have just been the opposition. But yeah, he kind of got beaten up there. They played like what, a game and a half, I think, something
early,
like
Ravens ish somewhere around.
I want to say he started the Browns game or maybe played something.
Yeah, that sounds right. Regardless, I agree with you. I don't think Callahan, because Callahan is also already pretty damn involved in setting the offense.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he's already part of the game plan and part of calling play, you know, so how much, like, it's almost necessarily not really a promotion for him. It's taking him away from the O-line stuff that he likes and giving him more kind of administrative stuff that maybe he doesn't want to do.
That's, yeah, exactly. Same. That's what I'm thinking. So I think he likes what he's doing.
You wrote, it was a good need to know, I don't even know what week or day it was, but you had...
They're all good, so that doesn't narrow it down much.
Jeez, the Tandler ego ride is on full display. Whereas most of my content's all right. I don't know.
Right, yeah.
What the hell was that? I think this construction site is getting pretty wild.
Are they, like, constructing this office or
something? Yeah, dude, I don't know what's going on. All right, but you did something where you divided up percentages of who you think's going to be OC. And when you did it, I think you had Kavanaugh at like 30% chance.
Yeah.
So I think
that was like over the weekend, I think.
Okay, so give me your percentages now.
I would say now it's Kavanaugh about, no, it's dollars, it's not percent. Take $100 in imaginary casino chips and lay them out.
That's a bizarre, why not just do percentages when it has to be 100?
It's a little more fun. A little bit different.
Little imaginary, same concept. Tandler's imaginary casino. Let's do it.
Okay. For recreational purposes only. I think I'd double down on Kavanaugh right now and make it more like $60, maybe even $70.
Ooh.
Then maybe go with 20 or so for Callahan. He could, again, that was just speculation that he loves doing the offensive line. Maybe he could take it.
And then the field.
With the field, Wes Phillips, I gave $10 to, who might not be going anywhere. That might have been an erroneous report over the weekend.
Who reported that?
I
don't remember seeing it.
CBS Sports.
That he was going.
Yeah. And as far as I know, the last I'd heard, the Redskins had not given permission.
Right.
So.
And they don't have to give him permission even to be an OC. Have to give permission for head coaching.
Head coach. Right.
What's interesting is when we recorded this last week, I think you had the chances of Sean McVay staying at like 90%, and I had it at like 70%.
Yeah.
Somewhere, you know what I mean? So
it's a fluid situation.
Yeah, to say the least.
Things can change.
I still... And you know what? This will be the question I will ask Jay at Matt Kavanaugh's introductory press conference. Why is it taking so long? That to me, that's my question. Is if you have this guy in house and you're giving him the job, let's do it.
Right.
And I don't. With that question, I'm not implying that something is wrong or not working right. I'm just curious. What is the process, and why is there this time?
Well, it's like I said, I do think they have to talk to a minority candidate.
Yeah.
And maybe they want to, you know, I think, when they were looking for the coach after Shanahan that ended up being Gruden, mm-hmm. Bruce Allen talked to a lot of different guys. Yeah. He talked to Sean McDermott, some guys are whoever this is, Sean McDermott. He talked to the Cowboys specialty, Biasacci. I believe is how it's pronounced. You know, he talked to a bunch of different guys. And I think you take advantage of the opening to try to get different perspectives because, you know, they're going to say something that you might be able to use that can help your team. You know, you go to a, you know, you get an experienced offensive coordinator in here and, okay, what would you do? How would you do this different? How would you utilize, you know, this guy? How would you utilize Jordan Reed differently? What would you do with a running game? Things like that. Maybe you can get some tips that you might be able to use.
I think it is smart to have a deliberate, diligent search. So, no argument there.
They're going to do it on their timetable, not our timetable, not the fans' timetable.
Right.
But on their own.
We are kind of up against it here time-wise. We got a few more minutes. I've been wanting to talk to you about this, and I don't know if you heard it or not. Florio, last week on Chad Duke's radio show, said he would be very surprised. I can't remember the exact words, but something to the effect of he would be very surprised if Kirk gets the franchise tag.
Yeah, I like Florio. I actually consider him a friend of mine. I've met him a few times, been on a show. But he, I think that's part hot take, part he has been wrong about Cousins for the last, you know, through these last two cycles. He didn't think they were going to franchise him a year ago. So he's back to the same thing. You know, I think that was more, he didn't say, and I heard it, he didn't say, you know, the word is,
or right. He didn't that's an say, important distinction. I don't, he wasn't reporting that.
Right.
It was,
he just
it was,
said, I think, because right. You know why he thinks that? He doesn't think Cousins is very good. And that's his opinion, and that's fine, and it's shared by some people. But, you know, he also, you know, is not going to have to go there and try to pluck a quarterback off the quarterback right. tree. Find Aaron Rodgers.
Is there any quarterback that is more hotly contested that throws for 4,900 yards in a season than Kirk Cousins?
No.
It's wild,
I don't
right?
think there can be. I'm sure... You take a Matthew Stafford in Detroit, you know, do they win with them? Nah, not really.
They beat the Redskins and made the playoffs.
Well, they did. They did, yes. But then last year, Cousins did it and made the right. I'm not doing that. I like Matthew Stafford. I'm saying it.
Right.
But are the fans in Detroit, you know, are they going to say, because he's up for a new contract. I believe he's going into the last year.
I mean, Matt Stafford was an MVP candidate this year.
I'll bet... You think, but you know what?
You think Kirk is better than Stafford?
They stunk. No.
Okay.
No. I'm not saying. I'm talking about perception wise. I'm not talking about reality. You know, fan perception, I'm sure in Detroit and around the country of Matthew Stafford is not very good for a guy who's thrown for 5,000 yards in his career.
See, I disagree. Mean, people with are you very, I think people like Matt Stafford. I think he has.
Because he has no playoff wins. People look at stuff like that. They don't look at what's around them. They don't look at Kirk Cousins' defense. They don't look at Matthew Stafford's
loaded offense,
non-running game. Okay,
I think it's going to be really interesting to see what the Skins' offense with Kirk looks like.
I'm sorry, Rob Kelly does not constitute a loaded offense to me.
DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon, Jordan
loaded
Reed.
Passing game.
Right. I'm curious what his numbers are going to look like. You love taking shots at Rob Kelly. This has been going on for at least 3 months.
I like Rob Kelly.
Do you?
Yes, I do. As a
you like Matt Jones more?
No, not anymore.
Wait. This is headline stuff.
Wait,
and your romance with
what?
Matt Jones is over.
Rob Kelly played more. Now there was more of a body of evidence to go on. Okay, I wasn't just. Ooh, somebody different. Hey, he must be better. It's, you know, he played.
Well, why do you not like Matt Jones now?
I don't not like
you
Matt Jones. I like Kelly more.
And you like Kelly more than Jones now? Because that's new.
Yes. Look, when we got at least the last month of the season, I was saying I would like to see them get Matt Jones active, use him as a pass catcher out of the backfield, use him some more. Look, the team needed to run more. They had like one of I think they ended up 12th in yards per rush and 22nd, I think, in rushing yards. Those are groups. Those are
right.
Top third, bottom third.
Right.
I'll say.
The game
and,
that.
Attempts in yards. And
the game that screams out to me whenever people say they needed to run the ball more was the Arizona game. Because they were running the ball well in that game and just didn't stick with it at all. Now, Carolina, they couldn't run the ball. The Giants, they couldn't run the ball. That Arizona game, Kelly was going for 4.5 a pop. I think he had 12 for 60 or something, and he got 12 carries. I don't have my computer in front of me. Those stats may not be exact, so don't yell at me on Twitter. But that to me, was the game that screamed, you got to stick with the run.
Right. And you know, and McVay said, "If now he's got Todd Gurley in L.A., so that's going to be a much easier decision to go with the run.
Or if you don't, you're going to have Todd Gurley yelling at you in L.A. And Eric Dickerson tweeting at you. That'll be an interesting. So when do we get the schedule? April?
Yeah, a week or two before the draft, which is at the end of April, so mid-April.
One of my favorite things each year, have you ever heard when Kevin Sheehan does his mock schedule?
Yes.
I get a kick out of that. I kind of think you should do a mock schedule. I mean, that might be his thing.
That's his thing. Yeah, I'm not going to steal his shtick.
Yeah.
I'll keep doing 53-man roster projections in January.
I saw the offensive roster projection, and I was like, oh, my God, man. I can't even... That is one of my least favorite things around the NFL is the last that third week of preseason and everybody's on pins and needles about who the fourth guard is going to be. And it's well done by the NFL because it manufactures interest in an area where there shouldn't be interest, but it just drives me nuts. You like it?
Yeah, I do. No, I think the arguments over who's the 52nd and 53rd right. player on the roster are, but I think it's more. I'm actually also look at it as more kind of a depth chart. You know how that develops, who's where, you know who's gonna stay, who's gonna go, things like that.
And you can, especially where we are trying to prepare for the draft and free agency from a coverage standpoint, looking at some of that stuff kind of helps you be more informed on where you think they can and will spend money. Yeah.
I mean, you know, offense, it's not completely set. Obviously, there's the Cousins question. There's the receivers questions. But the line is set.
What happens to left guard, though? What is LaValle's deal? How much money is on the table for this
got
year?
A year left. I think they would save $5 million.
That'll be interesting to watch.
I think Kwanjo could start. I think LaValle is going to be on the roster regardless.
Is going to be?
Yes. That's the way it looks right now.
I don't think you keep him and pay him $5 million if you're not going to start him. Because what is Poncho costing you? $900,000?
Right. But I think who else is back? Okay, but then who's your backup?
Right. That's true.
Then you got to find some. I think you see what happens. This team will spend for depth.
Will they? They certainly didn't do it on the defense.
Well, they can't. Well, okay. That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. But... You know, I do think they would keep LaValle unless they come up with an alternative. If they come up with an alternative, then, you know, if they draft a guard in the second round.
Or if they draft a center, which I don't think they will.
No.
But if they get a center they really like in the third round, that makes maybe Spencer a little bit more, and he is versatile. It'll just be interesting to watch, like all the offseason is going to be. What are your plans for the rest of January?
I gotta write the defensive part of the 53.
Are you just like need to know every day? You tell us how many days till the next game, but I also know you a little bit. How geeked up are you for baseball to start at this point?
Oh, I'm. It's not yet. I do when they actually get there.
Spring training doesn't get you going.
If spring training does, a month of spring training doesn't.
Right. That first time you see the green grass and blue skies of Florida, you're fired up. And then 2 weeks later, then it's a split squad game against the Mets, and you're like, oh, my God.
Get this thing going.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that'll be – so when that cranks up, what, is that early April?
I mean, pitchers and catchers is probably –
No, I'm talking about the actual season. Is the openers around the
– I feel like they usually do it first week like April the end of March, and you always see, like, snow in Cleveland or something. What's your prediction for the Nats?
Win the division again?
Should the Mets be better? Because they had a ton of injuries, right?
Yeah, but you know,
the Braves stink. The Marlins, who knows? Or the Phillies?
No, Phillies could be good in a couple of years, but they're a couple of years off.
So our listeners know, Tanner, do you watch every pitch of every game?
No, I'll have it on. But, you know, I'll be using...
You watch every game.
Just about. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know.
Taylor has a Nat sticker on his car.
That's right. I did.
Or is it a Mag?
That was the old car.
Oh, the new car. You can't do that. Yeah.
Can't do that.
All right. Now that we're going full Nats car talk,
yes, I think
we'll wrap it up. How do folks find you, Rich Tanler?
Check out Rich_TandlerCSN. And then Facebook. Very important. I'm over 10,000 likes on the Real Redskins Facebook page.
Well done, man.
Facebook.com/Real Redskins.
You can find me at JP Finley, CSN, on Twitter. And the same thing on Facebook, facebook.com/JPFinleyCSN. And I enjoy engaging with folks on Facebook. I think it's like, it's not nearly as overwhelmingly negative as Twitter, I think. I think because you have a picture.
I need to get some of your likes.
I think because you have a picture up and it tends to be somebody's real name versus Twitter is right. Often like a action hero. You know what I mean? Yes. It's just a more personable, I don't know.
That's hey, no, I get that.
I enjoy both mediums greatly, yes. But I tell you what, this will be my last comment for you. On Sunday, Sunday night, so we watched football all day, and then the UFC fight came on that night. I don't know if you probably weren't up at this point. It was 12:30 or so.
I wouldn't stay up for UFC fights.
I'm not the biggest UFC guy, but whatever. It was a free one. Usually they're pay-per-view, so I was going to watch. And I was tweeting about UFC, which is not my lane. That is not my area of expertise. And I got a text from a Redskins player telling me, put your phone down, which I thought was pretty, pretty funny. So that's my final story to end the podcast. Folks, thank you very much. We'll have another one later this week. See ya.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Key of Alexandria. Let's ride together.